Hello, and welcome to this edition of Patrolling the Channel for February 2009. Patrolling the Channel is a monthly SearchSecurityChannel.com podcast geared toward educating security solution providers. I'm Nicole DeMore. Today I'm speaking with Dick Mackey, Vice President of Security Consultancy System Experts. Dick is a frequent speaker and contributor to magazines and online publications and has advised leading financial firms on compliance with PCI, GLBA, and SOX. Mackey has also provided guidance to a wide range of companies on enterprise security architectures, identity and access management, and security policy and governance. How are you today, Dick?
Good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good.
We're going to be talking today about security certifications and how they relate to the channel. So, Dick, my first question is a basic one. Why are certifications necessary, in your opinion? Other than being able to charge customers more, do they really add value to security skill sets?
Well, actually, they do provide a number of different benefits. One is that they do give you a baseline of understanding what kind of skills or what kind of study a person put in to understand a certain knowledge base. So, however, I will say this about certifications. Even though they're a great first step in judging a person's knowledge of a topic, they don't tell you about a person's ability to use that knowledge effectively. In fact, in my experience, and I've been in the security business for a long time, probably 20 years now, on and off, some of the best security experts I know have no certifications at all. That what they've done is they've built up their information by being active and designing and analyzing or administering systems and environments. And what they've done is they built up their understanding of security principles and design over years of experience. So this is the kind of background that we look for when we are hiring security consultants. These days, certifications do help to get the conversation started. They don't immediately translate into expertise, but they do translate into an understanding of what kind of knowledge has been acquired and the kind of effort that a person was willing to put in to demonstrate that they have that knowledge.
What are some of the basic certifications out there? Are there particular certifications, vendor neutral or otherwise, that every solution provider should have?
Yeah, I think one of the most useful ones out there is the CISSP. We see that all over the place when we're out there, and a number of our staff actually have CISSP certifications. In fact, it's the one that we always look for to demonstrate to find out whether a potential employee, or even someone we're working at, working with at an organization, has put in the work and has at least some exposure to the wide array of security information and security practices that particular certification provides. And in fact, it's getting richer and richer every year. So that's a really good one. Another one that tends to be good is the Certified Information Systems Auditor from ISACA. That one's a good one, and so is the CISM, the Certified Information Systems Manager. I actually have that, but I was grandfathered in. So, and I don't have a CISSP, but a number of my colleagues do, and they've all said, and they were experts to begin with before they actually got their certification, but they found it actually useful to expose them to a wide variety of security practices that they said that they might not have in their normal run-of-the-mill interactions with, you know, various clients and environments.
So you mentioned a few different certifications there. Have you noticed any trends, like some that are more popular now than they used to be, or things that you see that you want to keep an eye on?
The one that's popped up recently, and it's not that I track this very much. We've had our eye on the CISSP for a long time, but the one that's popped up recently has been CISA, the Certified Information Systems Auditor. That one, as sort of a generic security certification, has started to become prominent. And I'll see what kind of, you know, how that actually pans out over time. CISSP seems to get stronger every single year, so that's good. And CISM has been a staple as well. So that's those three, I would say, you know, continue to be interesting. And then there's the whole area of specific vendor type certifications, and that's another area altogether.
Okay, and that leads into my next question nicely. Do any of these vendor certifications sort of have more value for the channel, since most of security solution providers' work involves specific products?
they're very useful. Specifically, if you have staff, if you're working inside a company and you really have responsibility for certain types of firewalls or networking equipment, it really pays to have a certification in managing that type of equipment. Now, given the success and the market penetration that something like a company like Cisco has, the most valuable networking certification we see out there are the Cisco certifications, like CCNA, Cisco Certified Network Associate, or Cisco's Certified Security Professional, the CCSP. Those are useful and usually translate the kind of knowledge that you gain in understanding the operations of a particular vendor's equipment translates equally well when you start to move to other types of equipment. So I do think that they're really useful, and in fact, when we're looking to hire people, we often look to see what kind of background they have in particular products to find out whether they'd be useful to us when we move into an account that has that type of product deployed.
And what would you say is the best way to decide whether or not your company needs a certain certification? I know you said you looked at it when you're hiring, but how do you kind of narrow down which certification is most useful for your company?
It really all depends on what kind of company you're in. And a company like ours, a security consultancy, what we're looking for is a relatively well-rounded set of personnel that we can apply to various projects. So we wouldn't hire everyone or require everyone to go out and get their certification in networking, for example. But we might find it useful to have everyone have a CISSP because that's the business that we're in. Now, if you're a company that actually, has an entire environment, you're not a consultancy at all, you're an organization that has an operational environment that needs to be maintained, then you're going to look for skills that allow you to, deal with the security of the devices, to deal with practices overall. But you wouldn't necessarily have everyone on the staff get the same certification. What you'd want to do is spread out the certification so you got the most bang for the buck from the particular skills that are required in those courses and according to those certifications. Now, it's interesting. Another approach that we often take is that we don't usually have only one person with a particular certification, and that basically allows people to talk about what it means to be certified and to stay up with the information acquired during the courses over time. Because if they're all alone, they may lose interest and they may fall out of certification. On the other hand, when you have multiple people with the same certification, they can talk about what the trends are, what it takes, and help each other out with what it takes to actually maintain their certification. So we don't like to be, hang people out all by themselves.
Are there any other certifications that are kind of coming in handy for you lately?
Yeah, actually there are a couple. And what they do is they focus on particular areas, and they are very helpful. So, for example, a PCI qualified security assessor certification. That training and that certification is what a PCI assessor needs to go through to be able to conduct assessments for PCI DSS compliance. We've gone through that. A number of our consultants have gone through that training, and without it, we would not have, one, been authorized to do the assessments, and two, wouldn't really have understood what the implications are of many of the areas of the standard. So if you really want to do assessments, it you need to do that, but it also pays to have that kind of training so that you understand how to interpret or how auditors will interpret the security assessment, the data security standard, PCI data security standard, and the processes by which you'll be audited. Another one that's that is coming in handy lately has been the auditor, some of the auditor training and certifications around ISO standards. So ISO 27001, for example. So there are courses available and certifications available to allow people to actually conduct audits according to the ISO standards, the 27001 in particular. And that's been rising in popularity as well, given the popularity of 27002 and 27001 as a basis for assessment. So I would say that those two are rising in popularity and are somewhat useful, whether you're an internal auditor or an external auditor.
Well, that's actually all I have for today, so thanks for joining us, Dick.
Thanks for having me, Nicole.
For more information on security certifications or other Security Channel topics, please visit searchsecuritychannel.com. This has been Patrolling the Channel for February 2009. Thanks for listening.